Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat Buzzer today, Jason Lusk with Oklahoma State University has helped put together a survey looking at what consumers think about animal welfare. Back on that in just a moment.
This is Baxter Black, and I'd like to put in a good word for our Beef Jekyll. Throughout America, teachers, school nurses, and even parents are teaching our young people how to unleash beef power in healthy diets. Our Checkoff-sponsored nutrition programs reached more than 4 million students last year, including 30,000 junior Girl Scouts who completed the Fit for a Princess program. And the new Enriching Family Mealtimes kit gives busy parents family-friendly recipes, nutrition facts, and helpful ways to think beef when planning a meal. Thanks to your money and mine, Checkoff programs keep beef top of mind by introducing young people and their families to the power of beef. The Checkoff's doing what needs to be done to promote our product, and it sure beats wearing a sandwich board. To learn more about the power of our Checkoff, visit beefboard.org.
This Checkoff update brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
Oklahoma State University's ag economist Dr. Jason Lusk was a featured speaker at the International Symposium on Beef Cattle Welfare that was held at Kansas State University recently, and he talked about a just-completed national survey of consumers to get their opinions about animal welfare.
There were a couple of motivating factors. One thing that we saw was that a lot of the animal welfare debate tended to be driven by either activist groups like PETA or the Humane Society, or even by animal production groups. And there was a sense in which the sort of typical consumer's voice was not being heard. And we didn't really know much about what the sort of average Joe on the street thought about the meat they ate, whether they thought the typical production practices were okay, or how much they might even be willing to pay for changes in those production practices. So we really felt like there was sort of a voice that was not being heard that was an important voice. And so that was a motivating factor. And the particular survey that I spoke about today was actually funded by the American Farm Bureau. And so they felt like that was an important issue, too. They gave us complete control to ask whatever questions we wanted. But I think that also showed that they thought it was an important issue, important to determine sort of what the public perception of this issue was.
Jason, tell us about the survey. You had it via telephone, and you asked several questions to consumers.
We did. We surveyed over 1,000 people all across the U.S., and anybody that had a telephone had an equally likely chance of being in our survey, so it was a random sample of people, and that's right. We asked them a fairly large number of questions, but we initially asked that they participate in a food preference study. We didn't want to get just those kind of people who were really concerned about animal welfare, so we did ask them a number of sort of general questions about food initially. One of the things as a economist and as a scientist that we really try to pay particular attention to is ask survey questions in ways people don't just give us answers to look good. So, you know, nobody wants to appear like a bad guy who wants animals to be treated badly, but we want to get at their true feelings. So we put a lot of precautions in the survey, and we're careful about how we worded things and how we ask questions so that we could try to alleviate the potential for those sort of biases.
Jason Lusk, Oklahoma State University ag economist, talking with us about this survey that was discussed and basically presented during this international symposium on beef cattle welfare at Kansas State University recently. Jason indicating that they really wanted to find out from the consumer how animal welfare stacks up on the level of importance compared to other things going on in that person's life. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, cattlemen, why buy an expensive ground load trailer when you can use the LT Dock ground load conversion for livestock trailers? The patented conversion attaches to existing pot trailers or straight floor trailers for easy loading or unloading from the ground or from a dock. The conversion adds 3 feet of length and converts in 60 seconds. Available in steel or aluminum. For more info, call 580-922-4973 or visit www.ltgroundload.com. That's www.ltgroundload.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.